That's for him encouraging us to lay it all on the line. And I know, Mama Louise, when you come in here, you are prepared and you are ready to lay it on the line here with us.
That's right.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good day.
Great.
Yes. And so I'm going to be taking it over. Indeed. And you know what? You just heard Pat say there's a promise of rain today. And maybe, just maybe, it'll melt some of those great big piles of snow. I know I have several large piles in my yard from the snowplow. So, and it's going to take a while for all of it to leave me. Say, have you noticed the number of robins that have returned to Wisconsin and where you are, I hope? Because they're such a sweet little bird. And there's so many lessons to learn from them. I remember years ago doing a series on the robin and what good parents they are. And we can certainly learn lessons, can't we, from the Lord's animals. They teach us lots of lessons. Well, my verse for the day is John 10, verse 7 through 10. Let me read it to you. I have my Bible open in front of me in the studio here. And I'm hoping that you'll listen to this good message from Jesus himself. The 10th chapter of John is the story of Jesus presenting himself as the good shepherd. And it's addressed to his flock, meaning believers. And Jesus said, and I'm reading verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here's what Jesus is saying. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever comes through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In another version of the scriptures says that they may have it abundantly. Excuse me. And that is so wonderful to receive abundant life from our Lord. And today I want to continue on with my series on the 23rd Psalm. And the content today will be, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. King David's beautiful prayer and testimony for the Lord. And a reminder that it is one of two most memorized portions of the scriptures. The other being the Lord's Prayer. And today, as I said, I'll be talking about, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So before I get started, let's go again and quote those six short verses. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Notice that David is saying here, he's mine. Can you say that today? Oh, I hope and pray that you can. I can. I'm so glad that I accepted him when I was young. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. That means that he blesses me. He just blesses me all through the day. Does he bless you? Of course he does. And then he gives us, it goes on, he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, my cup is running over today. Just be have the privilege of sharing with you what the Lord has given to me. Well, today, those words, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, is teaching us that Jesus is our protecting shepherd. And even though we might walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we never need to fear evil. The truth is that every believer goes through valleys in our lives. Now, who doesn't have problems? It may be sorrow from the loss of a loved one, or maybe a dear friend, loss of a dear friend. Maybe it's some special heartache that you're going through right now. Or maybe you're doubting the scriptures or doubting about something that someone told you or any kind of adversity. But no matter what happens, we don't have to be afraid. And the King James Version of Psalm 23:4 says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Meaning the presence of the shepherd makes us feel safe. Satan will tell us lies, and he is, as the scripture says, a liar. And that is, if God, he always says to us, and teases us, and threatens us with the statement, well, if God really cared, he'd be with you. And we can answer, he is. And the truth is, even when you're going through a difficult season in life, your Heavenly Father is always with you. Remember that verse, and I've shared it with you so many times through the years. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's repeated in several instances in the Bible. So we can count on the fact that if we walk with him, he will bring good out of the hardships that we have in life, out of all those valleys that we seem to have to go through. Remember, Jesus warned us, and he said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Isn't that a precious promise? Well, I read where a woman by the name of Hae Wu, H-A-E, and her last name is Wu, W-O-O. Hae was imprisoned in North Korea in a labor camp because she simply crossed over the border into China. Then followed that crossing, she had to spend night after night, day after day, in a labor camp where she was tortured. She said, with brutal guards, backbreaking work, and very little sleep, on an ice-cold floor with rats running around and lots of lice. She said it was really horrible. But God, isn't that precious? So many places in the scripture it tells us about something and then it comes in with those two little words that are full impact. But God. She says, but God helped me every day, including showing me prisoners to befriend and to share my faith with them. And after she was released from the camp and was back living in South Korea, Wu looked back on her time of imprisonment, saying that Psalm 23 actually summed up her experience. Think about it. Wow. Although she had been trapped in a dark valley, Jesus was her shepherd, and Jesus gave her peace. Isn't that sweet? Even though it felt as if it was as if I was literally in a valley full of the shadow of death, I wasn't afraid of anything. You see, God comforted me every single day. Isn't she precious? And what a testimony. Yes, she experienced God's goodness and God's love as he reassured her that she was his beloved daughter. She continued by saying, I was in a terrible place, but I knew I would experience God's love. And she said she knew she would stay in the Lord's presence forever. So we can certainly find encouragement in Wu's story today. And despite her circumstances, she felt God's love and God's leading, and he sustained her and took away her fear. So we can learn from her testimony that if we follow Jesus, he will gently lead us through our times of trouble. We need not fear, for we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you were listening to my last broadcast where I talked about the portion which states, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, did you know that there is an actual valley of the shadow of death in Palestine? Every sheep herder knows about it. It's south of Jericho Road, which leads from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea, and it's a very narrow passage through a mountain range. And it's necessary to go through this valley in order to get to the feeding grounds where David took his sheep. And its side walls are over 1,500 feet high in places. It's about 4.5 miles long, and yet it is only 10 to 12 feet wide at the bottom. The grade of the valley slopes from about 2,700 feet above sea level at the bottom. And it's so dangerous due to its floor being badly eroded by water from cloudbursts. And no wonder the little sheep can't even turn around because it's so narrow. Yes, that's why David wrote, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. It's so true that we learn more in our valley experiences than we do on our mountaintops. When things are going well in our lives, it's almost impossible to learn how to trust the Lord. We just go on our merry way. And we're far more likely to discover how to rely on him in difficult times. When things are going good, you and I often do not give God the attention that he deserves in our prayer life and by reading God's word. But for sure, when problems come, yep, we find time to spend alone with him. When we're in the valley, we learn so much more about how much he loves us and how he wants to go through the valley with us. Sometimes he has to take away our pride, our selfishness, and whatever sins in our lives. And that's why he allows problems. Maybe you're asking today, Mabel Louise, how should I respond to those valley experiences? Well, let me give you 5 experiences that I think would help as you go through them. The first thing would be, of course, to surrender your life to the Lord. Give him control over every area of your life so that he can guide you, which, by the way, is the best way. And know that the Lord will use your problem for good, even though it does not seem like it. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Another thing that we can do is lay our lives on the line before the Lord and trust him. And then ask for special wisdom to know what to do to solve the problem. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. And make sure that you thank the Lord for bringing you through that valley. Count your blessings that you receive from going through that experience. And remember that when the Lord allows us to go through difficulty, he always has a purpose in mind. I like to say he wants to grow us up, get us to maturity. Have you ever said, and I'm sure you have, I know I have, why does this have to happen to me? And of course, that is the time to remember that no one can completely escape sufferings in our lives. What is so wonderful is, as believers, we can face difficulties with confidence. Those experiences can be tools in our lives, as I said, to grow us up and draw us to a point in our lives to depend entirely upon the Lord. So let me say, as I go off the air today, if you're in a valley right now, and I'm sure there are people out there who are, I pray for you and ask that you remember that God is your faithful shepherd, and that he promises to guide you through heartache and show you how to overcome in his strength and not your own. We need to join David as he is teaching us Psalm 23 by saying, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Let me close with an illustration from a lady by the name of Bess. Bess said that she was walking through cancer. She was in the hospice and was actually dying with number 4. But you know what? People said this about her. She always had time to smile and have a kind word for everyone who came to see her. Even patients that were with her at the hospital spent a lot of time in her room because her spirit was contagious. She blessed her roommates by being so cheerful and so positive. The love of God can help us to endure such things. Circumstances that ordinarily knock us flat are nothing when face to face with the power of God. So all we need to do is to cry out to God and say, please help me, Lord. And he's there to comfort us and lift us up. Our help is in the Lord, and there is absolutely nothing in this life that we cannot face as long as we have Jesus and we stay close to him. Remember, as I go off the air, fear no evil, for he is with us. And it says, for thou art with me. What a beautiful promise for all of us. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.